Grace and peace to you all from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And a warm welcome to all the visitors here today from the various churches of the CLC. The text that we'll consider comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. For he himself, that is Christ, is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. This is our text. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 8 says there's a time of war and a time of peace. So I ask you the question today, are the grade school basketball tournaments a time of war or a time of peace? Well, we see in competition and athletic events that there's conflict. After all, one side has to lose in order for the other side to win. That's the nature of competition. Our text here presents a conflict. There was once a conflict between the nation of Israel, who we call the Jews, and the non-Jews, who we sometimes refer to as Gentiles. It was as if they were on opposite teams. The one group, Israel, were God's special people. They had been handed down the law of Moses with all its ceremonies, the animal sacrifices, circumcision, and it was meant to set them apart from the other nations. And so our text refers to this middle wall of separation that separated these two groups of people. But what does this mean for us in our lives? Well, we are in danger of building our own walls of separation by placing barriers of hostility between me and my fellow believer. Any time that I look to myself and see in myself or my own work something that sets me apart from the next person, from you, I've built up my own wall of hostility, a wall of separation. And this isn't a barrier that God put there as he did with Israel to separate them for his purpose. This is a wall that we tend to build on our own. A false separation on the basis of our works, thinking that we're on separate teams. It goes like this: at least I'm not as bad as that other person. At least I didn't do what he did. Or sometimes we look at bigger sins, more blatant sin, and tend to belittle some of our seemingly smaller sins, but when we do that, we actually make our smaller sins even bigger by not acknowledging them. So we tend to think, since that other worse sinner is on the losing side, something I must be doing must keep me on the winning side. And the sad result is that we often withhold forgiveness as a result of this, because if we forgive somebody who's done something wrong, well, that would make us equals. There would never be anything that separated me from that other person if forgiveness is for everyone. Enmity, our text speaks of. At least I'm not like the other person, putting people down, judging them. But what really brings us together as a gathering of fellow Christians? It's more than just basketball. It's peace. It's recognizing that we do these things that are wrong. and recognizing that there's a solution. Recognizing the condition, which is sin, and recognizing the solution, which our text refers to as the cross. To create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. Yes, originally this was speaking to a Jewish group and a Gentile group of how they are brought together. But it says even more to us today, because this text shows us how the law doesn't separate us apart. How it's not on the basis of anything I've done that makes me better than you. We're all equal. We're all one, and we all share in this peace of forgiveness. There is a danger here that we recognize of building this wall. Anytime we build the wall, we end up on the losing side, but we see Christ here abolishing the wall, it says, destroying it in his flesh, by coming in his flesh as a human being and keeping this law perfectly in our place. By living a holy life, not being annoyed with his neighbor, not looking down on another person. And then finally we see our text saying, he's reconciled us to God by means of the cross. The cross uniting us. Meaning that what happened to Christ there on the cross happened to you and your sins. You were there. And your sins were there. And your sins were there. And your sins were there. When Christ died. So we're no longer many people with many different sins. We're one body with one righteousness that is Christ. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. An end to all hostility, putting us on the winning side, the side that's already gained the victory. And so verse 17, he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. We see people coming together from different parts of the nation, different churches, California, South Carolina, Michigan. Each one of us being afar off in more than one way. Afar off from Israel, afar off in time and distance from where Christ died, afar off from each other sometimes. And yet here we see that we've been brought near with one Spirit, united with this peace. So I asked you, is this a time of war or a time of peace? Well, our relationships with each other are never perfectly peaceful. Sin still exists in the flesh. But we find that what makes the difference is our recognition of this peace we share. Forgiveness. Yes, there's going to be times when we wrong one another. From the player to the referee. From the coach to the player. From the parent to the child. From the teacher to the student. From the friend to the friend. But we all can take part in this peace that we've received from God and that we share in forgiving one another. Colossians chapter 3, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you do. In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Amen. We'll close by singing hymn 47, either on the printout you have or if you have a hymnal. It is stanzas 2 and 4. Hymn 47.